Hunger strike update. I'm declaring the hunger strike over. Today is August 7th. I officially declared it was over on the 4th and began eating on the 5th. It was a full 30 days without food. The first 10 done, as I had reported, quietly, and as expected, there was a number of issues that did pop up, including me being held incommunicado. I was immediately, upon announcing it, run through a pretty basic questionnaire, and then I was put into solitary confinement, 24 hours of light, dry cell. So I had to ask permission to turn my, I could only turn my water on for 3 times a day for 7 minutes at a time. Any water I wanted to drink to stay hydrated had to be given to me. I had no phone calls. I had no incoming or outgoing mail. I had no writing materials. I had no books. I was not allowed to use my electric razor, which so far is turned up missing from my property, but I'm on top of that. And a couple of other things as well. I spent 30 full days in there. I was allowed an hour of time out of my cell every day and got outside on 2 separate occasions for 30 minutes in the sun. But otherwise, I was in a solitary confinement mental health cell, which had a camera and, again, 24 hours of light. Now, the 24-hour light situation, just to clarify, they actually wanted to turn on a larger, brighter light, but mental health and the medical team said because of the traumatic brain injury and a light sensitivity, you can't do that. You might as well go in there and start kicking him in the head. The security light is so bright. It's a 30-watt bulb, easy, so it's still 24 hours of light. A lot of time of contemplation, a lot of time to think. I went over music scales in my head. One of the first things that happened when I came out is I was able to listen on good speakers to the piece I wrote, Reflections from Inside a Concrete Box, that I wrote years ago with Marta Sanchez. And so I actually got to hear that on real speakers for the first time, so that was a great way to come out. I do have to tell you that my mental health advocate here, my caseworker, went hard to bat for me. And I'll tell you another thing, and for those of you who know my writing and my reports, I am not a friend of the DOC or its staff. I got to tell you, if they took the crew, that's the staff in the RHU, and they used those as the basis for training all the other staff in the state, tomorrow the Virginia DOC would be a very, very different place. These guys were professional. They did their jobs, but there was no abuse. There was no ridicule. They were not heckling me. They were not doing all the usual stories that I've reported over the decade. And that went all the way up through the AW and the warden. And so it's really difficult for me to say this, but, like, no retaliation. Like, the protocols they put me through, a lot of them are illegal, are human rights violations, are violations of DOC policy, but special circumstances trumped. But when it came down to, like, you know, physical abuse or harassment or, like, all of the things that I was accustomed to, including on my way out the door over the last 2 days, it just was not there, and it almost has me, like, waiting for the shoe to drop because I'm so accustomed to a whole other level of staff behavior that it's difficult for me to be like, okay, like, no one's going to hurt me or, like, you know, this isn't going to come back on me. And so I do have to report that. The Hainesville staff were not mean. So that's really difficult to report, but it's the truth, and that's one thing I try to give everyone all the time. So there's that. Now, the reason I quit, I lost 20 pounds, and I had about 12 more pounds I could have worked with the body fat. I eat very healthy, so my body fat storage is actual proteins and minerals and vitamins. It isn't preservatives and sugars, and I attribute that to my ability to have lasted 30 days and possibly longer. I think I could have gone another 2 weeks. Two things happened. First of all, the DOC simply was not going to budge. I knew that going in, and we all know that. That's why the DOC in Virginia is so problematic. It doesn't want to change. More importantly, when your 80-year-old mother, who you're not always willing to listen to and haven't because you have lived your whole life doing your own thing, but when your 80-year-old mother and father are put on the phone on day 30 and said, the whole country knows, the Virginia General Assembly knows, and you've made your point and you don't need to go any further, And by the way, we'd like to see you again all alive because we're 80 and you only have a few years left unless you're overturned your conviction. You listen to your 80-year-old mother. And so that was the crux right there. What are you going to say? I made a statement. I stuck to my guns, and I don't feel like by agreeing with my mom this one time in 50 years undercuts my principles in any way, shape, or form. I'll be putting more down on paper and doing more reports over time as I gather my thoughts and get things together, but this is just a little impromptu thing. The hunger strike is over. I'm perfectly well and healthy, and thank you so much to every supporter out there. I got this stack of mail from across the country. So I can't thank all of you enough. And as soon as I get some stamps ordered and some envelopes, because I'm missing that stuff suddenly, I'm going to write everyone back. So just bear with me. And I love every one of you. And talk hard and resist. My name is David Annarelli. You can find me on Substack.com at David Annarelli, Instagram at David_David_Annarelli, and Google me for more. Thank you very much.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.